We're in Audio Month. July is Audio Month, otherwise known as Audio Mo. And that got me thinking. Mo. Moa. Yeah, moa. You know about the ostrich, the large flightless bird from Africa? Maybe you know about the emu, the large flightless bird, the second largest to the ostrich, that comes from Australia here, on our coat of arms. And you might even know about the third bird, the cassowary, which is in far north Queensland and Papua New Guinea. But what you may not know about is the New Zealand moa. The New Zealand moa is a bird that, it's gone. It's extinct. It was around in New Zealand for many millions of years, and it was part of probably the large supercontinent, Pangaea or maybe Gondwana land. And despite thoughts that its closest relative was the emu or the cassowary, its closest relative is probably a South American bird. It's called the tinamous, which is an interesting name, isn't it? And it's a flighted bird, unlike the other birds, which are flightless birds. And New Zealand being the country that it is, full of birds and no animals, and I was over there back in 1990, and I went bushwalking with my wife, and we were going through a national park in the North Island, and what blew me away was New Zealand has no animals. None. No native animals. It's got possums that they took over there from here, brush-tailed possums, and they've got sheep and goats and deer, but they're all imported animals. Rabbits and ferrets and rats, sure, but they don't have any animals. They've got lots of birds, and the birds have taken up all these different niche areas of the ecosystem over there. Ground-dwelling parrots like the kakapau and the kiwi, which is very famous because at the end of the day, that's what New Zealanders are known as, aren't they? They're kiwis. But the moa is a bird that has long been forgotten, and I don't think a lot of people know about it. And I'm looking at Wikipedia here, and it's a huge bird. It must get up to 2.5 metres tall, maybe even 3 metres. Although it didn't stand up quite as upright as the ostrich and the emu do. Its spine joins the back of the head, not the bottom of the head, so it tended to have its head out in front of it. And I've sort of worked all that out by looking at fossil records. But what's interesting about the moa, though, is it lasted for a very long time. And there weren't any humans there until the Polynesians arrived sometime before 1300, when all the Maori decided that they had a very easy chance of having a great feed on these massive birds. Unfortunately, there's also, I've just discovered, another bird called the Hassett's eagle, which used to prey on the moa, which also went extinct around about the same time. Both animals went extinct in about 1400. But what got me thinking and what got me doing a little bit of research on this is the fact that it's Audio Mo. And I thought, oh, I wonder if anybody's done any research into what a moa sounded like. Well, it seems that some Kiwis have. The Museum of New Zealand has actually done a bit of research. And they've looked at the trachea and the esophagus of the moa, and they've determined that it had a sound probably fairly much like a cassowary. And this is what a cassowary sounds like. Now compare that to this sound, which is what an emu sounds like. Maybe an ostrich. Cassowary is quite different. So I've played around a little bit and I've created a little bit of tweaking, and maybe the moa sounded somewhat like this. So for Audio Mo Month, here is my version, my guess of what a moa may have sounded like. A deeper version of a cassowary is something like this. Happy Audio Month, everybody, and here is possibly an audio moa from New Zealand.